Hello, I'm Noah.
And I'm Edward, and you're listening to La Cosa Nostra Christmas Special.
Yeah, so we're gonna be reviewing both Home Alone.
And 1990, Home Alone 2.
Yep.
1992, that's quick succession.
Yeah.
Starring Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, and Daniel Stern in the first one, and the same guys in the second
one. Yeah. So, when was the first time you watched Home Alone?
Oh, God. It's a Christmas classic. I genuinely don't remember. But I think I've watched it over and over again. I do love this film. I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's obviously not the most high quality thing ever.
Yeah, obviously not. But like,
but it's quite amazing.
I know. So basically, I don't even know when I first saw this. This is the kind of movie that they're always playing on television. During the Christmas
at the
season.
Hotels.
Yeah, the hotels and stuff. So it's always just been there, and it's over time. It's the kind of thing that where over time you really start
you
to enjoy
watch.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's.
It benefits from multiple watching, I would agree.
So there's quite interesting things with this movie. So the first one is the director, Chris Columbus.
But he did the second one as well, didn't he?
Yes. And Chris Columbus, I think he's one of the most underrated directors ever.
What's he done?
He's done Harry Potter.
Oh my God!
He wrote the script to Gremlins, The Goonies. He directed... Mrs. Doubtfire.
And he did... Whoa.
Yeah, so...
He's got quite a career as a producer.
Yes.
Apart from The Christmas Chronicles, that was not...
No, I don't mind that movie yet.
All right,
He is...
Mental.
He is an incredible director. And you can see, all of his skill. This movie, I think... The thing with this movie is well done. It tries way harder than it has any right to be.
Yeah.
This movie, I could see them just not really caring enough because it's just... They could think about it as just like another kid's, slapstick kind of film.
But that's
this
what makes
movie
it stand
cares
out.
A lot. Exactly.
Joe Pesci, who did Goodfellas and won an Oscar.
I can't believe that. Still can't believe that.
Mental.
You've got the score by John Williams.
Yeah. I mean, it's got quite the crew.
Yeah. Now, the writer is John Hughes. Now, do you know who John Hughes is?
John Hughes is a legend.
He's incredible.
For all of you Ready Player One books fans out there, we all know John Hughes is an absolute legend.
Yeah, especially of the films of the 1980s.
I mean, he was the 80s.
He was essentially the 80s. He has films like Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller is actually amazing.
It's really good. I watched it for the first time.
I think he genuinely owned the 80s.
He did.
Then the 90s.
Then he did The Breakfast Club. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, he did everything.
Yeah, he did so much. So, and I didn't think he directed as much in the 90s, but if I checked, he wrote a lot of scripts. Oh, Pretty in Pink, yes. He was basically making all of those high-class
teenage
films. You know, Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Beautiful,
Honestly, I think he's written 80% of the 80s.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, Weird Science, National Lampoons. Apparently, he wrote Home Alone 3 and 4, which was a bit of a downer.
Flubber. I've never seen Flubber.
He came back for Home Sweet Home Alone for some reason.
Well, no, because he died in...
apparently he'd written it.
2004?
Okay, maybe he didn't come back
for that. He didn't come back. He probably has because he wrote
maybe
the
he'd already written
Home Alone.
16 Candles, Uncle Buck.
Yeah, so he is incredible. And actually, in Uncle Buck, the reason why Macaulay Culkin was cast in this movie is because he had actually performed in Uncle Buck. I just saw that like a month ago. So he was in that before. And what do you think of Macaulay?
He had a charm as a child. He was great. He's funny. He's kind of your average kid, but he's great at overdoing his expressions in a way that's really funny.
Yeah.
I think...
He's got a real charm.
Kieran will always be a better actor.
Yes. Is he in The Bear?
Kieran Culkin's done Succession. He did
He won an Emmy last
year. Scott Pilgrim.
Really?
He's really been in everything. I think Macaulay had great stuff, but I mean, his career as a model is also very successful. Dior, I want to say. This movie's hilarious. I think
it is genuinely really
funny.
It's got
the comedy where you miss some jokes as a kid and you miss some jokes as a teenager and you probably miss some jokes as an adult.
Yeah, but you need to watch.
At some point in your life, you've laughed at a joke at Home Alone at any point, no matter how old you are. It's funny. It has that old movie charm.
It does.
That
it does.
Slapstick.
Yeah, that slapstick charm.
It doesn't really make sense sometimes, but it's fine. Yeah.
I want to talk about, like, you know, John Candy, who plays like the polka guy.
He just turns up. He's a great actor.
John Candy was taken away from this world way too early.
What's your favorite John Candy movie?
I generally just watched Uncle Buck like a month ago. It might be my favorite.
Okay.
What's yours?
This is going to be a bit of a long shot. Most people won't know this movie. My Girl.
The one with...
With child death.
I don't think I can watch that movie.
That is... Genuinely, he's so good in that. He's quite unlikable, but, you know, he's very good. But yeah, John Candy's in this. Joe Pesci's in this. I think the Wet Bandits are genuinely one of my favourite comedy duos in all of film. Like, honestly...
Yeah.
In real life, that plan would work quite well. I mean, hear me out. Going into people's houses, stealing their stuff,
again,
and flooding the house is genius.
And like posing as a policeman to know the house and where they are, to know the people.
They are so smart.
To know which ones are leaving.
That is genuinely genius.
That is a very, very good plan.
I don't know how this...
if it wasn't for this kid...
My theory is Macaulay Culkin's genuinely a genius in this film. Like,
yeah,
he's actually so smart.
He's way too smart.
That scene where he does the party with the stand up.
Oh yeah, with like
great.
Michael. I think it's like Michael Jordan's that.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. So the thing with this movie, like, I don't even know what to say about how much money this movie made. This movie cost $18 million.
Whoa.
And made $476 million, which adjusted for inflation would probably be like nearly $1 billion.
That's mental.
And
but I mean. It is one of those movies that's just going to be popular.
I don't think if you saw this in 1990, do you really think this movie was the second highest grossing film of the year? When I think you had Terminator 2, Die Hard 2, Back to the Future 2, like, and it beat out all of those films, and it came in like late in the year.
Mm.
So I wouldn't think this movie would do as well as it did.
What would you say is your favourite of the jokes in Home Alone?
Oh, I'm sorry, but like, I can't... maybe it's the pizza guy who, like, anytime he comes, he just crashes
the statue.
Yeah? Not even like, it's the joke that John Candy says about how when he left his son in like the cemetery, it's like, oh, he was fine after a while, you know, after 6-7 years he started talking again.
For
it's
me,
so dark.
I think my favorite is gonna, like, I don't know how to, I think it's always gonna be the aftershave. I think it's just one of those things
that everyone
remembers.
Yeah, everybody remembers.
It's brilliant.
That. Yeah. Apparently, I'm not sure how much Macaulay Culkin, sorry, that's such a hard name to say. I'm not sure how much he actually wanted to be an actor.
I don't think he wanted it that much.
He didn't want it that much. It was like because his father was actually a failed actor.
Yeah.
And he pushed it onto his children. And when he saw Macaulay was the one who was the breakout one, he kept pushing him. That's why he did about...
He's made a career in his teenage years at least.
No, not really. I don't really think... Like, I don't know. He hasn't done that much since like...
Catherine O'Hara is in this movie?
I know. She's incredible in this movie. You know?
Oh, Kieran Culkin is in this film as the iconic Fuller McAllister.
Oh, is he the weird one?
Yeah, the weird one that pees the bed.
Oh my God, I had no idea. That's incredible.
That is great.
That's incredible. Yeah, this movie has an incredible cast, you know.
I think it's like we said about Hot Fuzz. That you just have fun making a film like this.
Exactly.
And you can feel it. There's so
everybody
much effort into this film.
Exactly. You know, I think like...
For a kids movie, there's some great performances in there.
Yeah,
like,
everybody is trying. Nobody treats this as like...
Like the whole snow... What's his name? The one whose daughter doesn't really like him and he like scoops up the snow.
Yeah. Oh my
like,
God.
Like he genuinely performs really well.
It's
and that
like
whole plot line is so
the
good.
The thing with this movie is that it can be like really like dark and cynical at times, but this movie has a heart. There's a heart at the center. I love the story about the guy who's shoveling like the snow because... When he actually gets to the end and when he actually sees his son again for the first time, it genuinely really hits.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of kids, I know, I've seen a lot of kids' movies from like the 1990s that are trying to copy Home Alone by just being like really mean and aggressive and stuff. I've seen a bunch, but none of them seem to understand that Home Alone worked because it also had like a lot of heart at the center of it. I think that's why this movie has really stood on for like so long.
Yeah,
it's really heartfelt.
I think another thing is just like there's for me, it's like every kid's dream, this film.
Oh, yeah.
And the way, like, the colours in the house are red and green. It's a huge house. Like,
yeah, I think...
That is borderline mansion. And, like, he drinks all of... The scene where he just goes crazy in the house is great fun. Oh, yeah. The ice cream.
You know, that it is the it is a kid's dream, I must say.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think it has the best movie in a movie.
Angels with Dinosaurs.
That's great fun. I like... And they use it again in Home Alone 2.
The second one, yeah.
I think, genuinely, that's one of the funniest gags. It's great fun.
It's so funny.
And, I mean, we can't really talk about the humour of Home Alone without talking about Uncle Frank.
I hate Uncle Frank.
He's so annoying, but he is so funny. He steals the silverware.
I actually hate the entire family. That's the part I don't like. The family is so damn cruel. I don't buy that they actually care about this kid. Like, apart from Catherine O'Hara, I don't think any of these kids actually care. I don't know. Especially Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank, bro. Like, what does he say? Look what you did, you little, like, twerp or something. Like,
yeah,
Jesus.
Like, but, I mean, there's great performance behind it. I think the other thing that it's good is it has morals, which a lot of kids' films these days don't. Like, it tells you, it basically teaches you how to be responsible in a funny way, which, like, you know, the scene where he goes to church by himself and he goes, and, like, that's something, obviously, Home Alone was such a successful franchise, they carried them on even without... Macaulay Culkin, most recently with Home Sweet Home Alone.
And it
just doesn't have the heart.
It just doesn't have the morals.
Like, he goes back to the church like Macaulay Culkin does, and he tries to steal toys from the homeless people center. Like, that's just not how you do it.
Yeah, that's probably true. And I think you see, in my opinion, there's so many parallels between this and, like, the first two Harry Potter movies, in my opinion. Definitely. Because, you know, they're both directed by Christopher Columbus. And, like, I think he's really good at directing children.
He loves snow, too.
Oh, yeah, he loves his snow. But, like, he's so good when it comes... Because, like, I can't remember how old... I think he's 9 in this.
Yeah.
Then you had, like, people like Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint.
Because
like,
I think he makes it fun. He has these awesome stunts that they definitely did themselves to, like, a safe manner. Like, the scene where he goes down the stairs with the sled.
Yeah.
He definitely let him do that, like, once. And, you know, that makes it authentic.
Yeah, it genuinely looks fun.
So that's
the thing. I think he's really good when it comes... Because it's hard to direct children. So I really think when it comes to that, he's genuinely really good at that. I also need to say... The score in this movie goes way too hard.
Oh, it's so good. Personally,
John Williams.
It has the best use of the best Christmas song, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God, that party scene is so good.
It's so good. Like, John Williams, and it was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Score.
Did it win? Did it win any Academy Awards?
No, it got nominated. I don't
know. It got nominated for 19 awards, 12 win, 12...
I would have to see what it's up against that.
I don't know. It didn't win anything in the Oscars. It won... Macaulay Culkin won an award for funniest actor in a motion picture for this film.
Okay, that is kind of like...
He is funny. Okay. So this film, I'm going to think... I think we're going to have to go with what? A 3.5 out of 5?
That's solid. Home Alone is a solid film.
It's a solid film, but at the end of the day...
It tries way
it's
harder.
It's a kid's movie.
No, that shouldn't be, like, the determinant of quality. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a kid's movie or not. I just feel like... Well, it's good. It's genuinely a good movie. I don't even know what it... I think it's just, you know, there's just a few things holding it back for
me. Yeah, I think...
But it tries way harder than any kid's movie I've seen does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has that. It's got a lot of soul. And I think that's what makes it just so good.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So.
Moving swiftly on.
This movie, like.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
I mean, it was inevitable. This movie made $500 million.
I love this movie so much. And a lot of people don't like it, but I genuinely think it's better. It's funnier. It has, like, all of the charm of the first one. But it's in New York, guys. Like, the Big Apple. And it's got Donald Trump in it.
I was about to say, when I first saw this, me and my sister were watching. And when we first saw this and Donald Trump just came, I was just... I didn't even know what to say. Like, it's so random.
And the leaving him, like, losing, like, losing him, Kevin, like, this time is more believable that he took the wrong flight. Like, I'm going to be honest, you're not going to abandon your child by accident because you forgot he was upstairs.
No, I'm not even going to lie. These people need to call child services. Like, seriously, you left
How do you forget your child twice?
You lost your son in New York.
I feel like after losing him the first time, you get him, like, one of those little harnesses and make him run around, but, like, connected to you. I mean... Yeah. Jeez, their parenting sucks.
My issue with this movie, it's like, it's just the same damn thing, but in New York. Like,
but it's fun.
But it's another thing, it's way too cruel. It is way too cruel.
No, but it's great. He finally gets his cheese pizza. You get... You get the black and white movie again. You get the toy store
again,
scene.
Again, we get it again.
The creepy girl with the pigeons.
But that's basically the same thing as the creepy guy with the shoveling thing.
Yeah, but
oh, he turns out to be a nice guy.
There's so many movies that do that. It just works.
No, if I'm going to watch... Again, the thing with me, if I never just watch Home Alone 2 on its own. When it comes around to Christmas, I'm like, I'm either watching Home Alone 1 or I'm watching Home Alone 1 and 2. It's just like, it's not enough. It just doesn't, it's not good enough to watch by itself.
But I think, like, in my opinion, the things Home Alone 2 does better than Home Alone 1, the closing scene with the fight against the sticky bandits in this film, which, by the way, again, genius strategy, double-sided tape on your hand in a purse, I just think that's genius.
Personally,
it's much better.
It's too cruel.
But it's great.
It takes
the Brits.
It feels like a number of like movie executives were like, okay, everybody likes the ending scene of the first one. Let's just do that, but let's make it like 10 times more painful.
But it makes logical sense. Like, as you get older, you get more violent, especially like when you're, 10 and 11.
I don't know, but like it was less provoked. Like in the first one, he was breaking into the house. Fine.
They were chasing him around New York trying to get revenge on him for the whole film.
No, I don't think...
They were. They literally followed him and, like, tried to kidnap him in the film.
I can't remember what it was, but, like, I'm pretty sure that it was pretty unprovoked.
No. They turned up in New York, they saw Kevin, and they were like, we're going to get him. And they followed him around. And then,
Okay, here we go. They were in the process of robbing a store. Not they weren't doing anything to him. They were robbing a store. He just decided to get in the middle of this. It's none of his problem.
But
it's just,
he's just... And also, personally in this film, I hate Tim Curry.
Okay.
Who just kind of hated on Kevin for no reason and then started investigating his credit card score.
I know.
He's like 11.
No,
guys, not the IRS.
The thing with Tim Curry, like, it doesn't matter what movie you watch him in because he's done so much bad stuff. Like, bad movies. So many bad movies. Tries it every single one of them. It does not matter. This guy brings his A game to every single thing he
does. They're all bad. I don't think he's made anything like...
Apart from Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's...
But come on.
Because he's done so much.
Ginger Clown.
Saving Santa. Oh, good lord. Like, he's done so much
bad movies. These are terrible.
But you listen to anything he's in, and he tries.
Oh my god, he's in Phineas and Ferb. Never mind, he's great. He's great.
Like, he tries so hard in then, so, like, I can't actually hate him.
A Turtle's Tale, Sammy's Adventures.
Oh, good lord.
He's in Curious George. Oh, in 2. That's not great.
SpongeBob
and Friends.
Jeez, Garfield. Oh my.
I feel like he's just one of those actors you kind of hire to.
He's in everything. It doesn't matter how good about it is. He's always trying. So that's why I can't bring myself to hate him because he, as long as you're trying really hard, that's why I like him. And also the way he says pizza. That's hilarious. He says it like that.
I just think this movie is genuinely like it's fun. I mean, sure, it's lost a little bit of that, like, kind
it's
of...
It's lost on... I don't
cleverness.
Hate it. I don't hate it. I like that it's in New York. I like... But everybody's still charming in this movie. Everybody's still really trying in this movie. It's just... If I wanted to watch a Home Alone film, I don't think...
I would watch the first. I agree.
Yeah, I don't think I know anybody who'd watch the second one. But this movie also did very well. Didn't make as much as the first, but it was the... third highest grossing movie of the year behind Aladdin and The Bodyguard. So,
I mean, for, like, Aladdin is...
Like Aladdin made, like, half a billion dollars.
And
so
it's Robin,
like,
Williams. I mean, you can't really win.
Yeah, you can't win against that. And it's like... it's
As we said in Dead Poets Society, watch the rest of our episodes.
Yeah. like it was like the next big Disney movie. They were like the next year was The Lion King, so they were obviously on fire during this time, so there's nothing you could have done about that. The Bodyguard, I've never seen The Bodyguard, never even heard of it, so I don't know.
I feel like this is, but the thing is, Home Alone 2 is fun.
It's fun.
It's great.
Now,
so I to compare.
Wait, no. Let's compare, and then I still want to talk about the
we
the
can talk. Few. I haven't seen 3, 4. I've seen the most recent one.
Let me talk about 3. I haven't seen 4, so we'll skip 4, and then you can talk about the most recent mm-hmm. one. Cause so what? Okay, let's compare.
Real quick to close up Home Alone 2. What are we giving it?
3.
A 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Okay. So go. Well, personally, to me, it's pretty obvious. The first one's just better. Not because the second one does anything awful. It's just the same thing over again.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't... There's nothing... And anything that they do the same is a little worse. So I can't really say, you know... Okay, Home Alone 3.
Scarlett Johansson.
I was going to say.
What the hell?
Okay. Home Alone 3 is an interesting little movie. So basically, the thing with this movie, I'm not sure why Macaulay Culkin didn't want to come back. I think it's because he was basically done with acting at this point.
Basically, no one from the original cast came back.
Nobody returned. So like they just
so they completely redid
it. Like uprooted it, and this is made 6 years after the second one. So it's like
it kind of lost its traction. I feel
yeah. Scarlett Johansson's in this for some reason. She's like, I think this is when she was 12-ish. 13. Jeez. And you can see, like, most people didn't really care about this movie because it made only 80 million.
I just feel like it doesn't really... It's kind of irrelevant.
It's really irrelevant.
I mean, if you're watching Home Alone, you don't really watch the other ones. You watch the Kevin McAllister films because they're funny, and yeah. then the rest are just terrible.
The only reason I've ever seen this because, like... I mean, in my old school, they were doing, like, a Home Alone binge. Mm. Like, and we got through all of them. I think we got through the third one. And collectively, we were all like, yeah, I think it's best if we stop. Because we had the whole series from 1 to 4. And, like, you know, I don't think I want to go any farther than that. But they did. They definitely went
so,
further.
Home Sweet Home Alone.
Wait, no, we've got... Two more.
Oh, yes. I haven't seen 4 and 5. Have you seen them?
Oh, God, no.
Quickly going through Home Alone
okay,
4. They recast Kevin McAllister.
It wasn't even released in theaters. It went to...
Straight to DVD?
No, yeah, it went to television.
Looks terrible. Moving on.
Home
Alone 5.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't even know what this is. It's like a gender swap version
is
of
it?
Home Alone.
No, that's a man. That's
oh,
a boy.
That's a guy.
That's a
my
Jeez.
Bad, guys.
Oh, my God.
That's a dude.
Sorry, everybody. Like.
Yeah. So that basically there's a the SWAT get involved, apparently it gets that bad.
Oh no, the FBI was involved with the third one as well. I don't even know about
moving
that.
On
wait,
Home Alone
wait let me just
Home Alone okay, yeah. 6 not in cinemas, I don't believe it was straight
no.
to Disney Plus. It's got Archie Yates in it, so for those who watched BBC at any time probably knew about the David Williams adaptions. He was Gangster Grandma's
really?
Main character.
Yeah, I remember.
This was his breakout.
I remember. Well, he's
unfortunately,
been in...
it is actually terrible. It has a 1.4 on Letterboxd, a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Because like I remember when this movie was coming. I remember when it was coming out, and I was like, looks interesting. Maybe I'll watch it.
Oh, no,
It just completely just blew my mind. Then I circled back to it where I was like, you know, how was this movie? What, did people think this is good?
Oh, it's bad.
Apparently, that is one of the worst Letterboxd reviews I've ever seen.
Just kind of dissect how terrible this is. They got 3 comedy actors to try and save this movie. They brought back one guy from the original movies.
He probably wasn't even...
For a cameo... Which was terribly done.
And he wasn't even that important in the original. So
as much as I love Archie as a childhood kind of gangster grandma character, he was so bad. He was so uninteresting.
Does he have an American voice in this?
No, he's British.
Why?
I don't really feel like it's very interesting. It's basically Home Alone, but just with different actors. Rob Delaney, as much as we love him in Deadpool, was pretty average. And then Mikey Day just sucked. The whole film was bad,
jeez.
Unfortunately. As much as I want to like this movie, 1 star, like genuinely...
Is it genuinely that
do
bad?
Not show me this. It's really bad.
Oh, God.
So, the definitive ranking.
Okay, wait. I'm just like, personally, what I think, this movie should have probably stopped at number one. At the very least, number two.
I think two was necessary.
Even by number two, you could see they've run out of ideas. They're doing the same thing from the first movie. So it's pretty obvious that they had no clue what to do anymore. And it's from the same director. So there's no excuse. So I just feel that, you know, this series should have... Is it half? Half, really? Is that bad?
Yeah, Home Sweet Home Alone, it got a half star.
Yeah.
Go check out our Letterboxd to see our definitive reviews.
But, like, what did you really expect? By number two, it's like, that's probably as good as they're ever going to get. Ever again. You know.
Right. So, our definitive ranking, the Home Alone movies from 1 to 6. What are we going with, guys?
I can't believe there's 6. How did they make 6?
I don't really know how they milked it so bad.
How do you milk it for that long?
Okay, number one is definitely Home Alone. I mean, we can't really...
Not even gonna lie, it's probably a sliding scale. It might go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Home Alone, then Home Alone 2, then...
It is 3. It is genuinely 3.
Okay.
No, 3. 3 still has a bit of the charm, I think.
I mean, I can't... You tell me. I think genuinely it might then, as much as I hate this movie, it might be Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yeah.
Because at least it's like watchable.
I can live without ever seeing 4 and 5.
Yeah, I think I'm very happy to just kind of carry on with my life.
Is it really going to make my life any different if I ever watch it?
5, they genuinely gave up.
No, by 3 they gave up.
I don't even think...
The only reason you should ever see...
5 isn't on Letterboxd. 5 isn't on Letterboxd.
Oh, yeah, because it...
5 doesn't exist.
Yeah. Wait, what? Wait, what's it called? It's called...
5 isn't on Letterboxd.
No, it might be Home Alone, The Holiday Heist. Look it up.
There is no way.
Then type, put in The Holiday Heist, because, like... It's not, like... It's, there we go. It's
2012. Jeez. There we go, guys. Anything after Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2 is genuinely in
three,
my top 5 worst movies I've
three,
ever seen.
It's like, if you want to see where Scarlett Johansson started off, that's...
I feel like if you want to see Scarlett Johansson, genuinely just watch The Avengers.
But if you want to see where she first started off as, like...
Don't, basically.
Is there anything else to that movie? No.
Is that Home Alone?
John Hughes wrote it.
John Hughes wrote...
No, but John... ...a sliding scale during the 90s.
John Hughes just got worse.
He wrote stuff like Flubber and, like, the live-action 101 Dalmatians, so... Baby's Day Out,
Flubber's
Dennis the Menace.
Very underrated.
Yeah, no.
Flubber's great.
Flubber, I think I can... Yeah, no.
Is that Home Alone? Is that a wrap?
Is there anything else?
Is there anything else to mention? Anything we've glaringly missed?
Because, you know, there's probably something that we've missed.
I feel like David Stern is a big star. I'm just so we can...
I have not seen
Daniel
anything
Stern.
Else. I haven't seen...
No. He did a movie called Game Over, man.
Wow.
Yeah, never mind. This was his peak.
Yeah, this definitely was his peak.
There we have it. That is Christmas special. Have a lovely Christmas. We have been La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah.
Home Alone 3.5. Home Alone 2.
3.5. 3.5?
What? For Home Alone. First
one. Right. I thought you were saying...
Home Alone 2, 3, 3 and 4, we just
don't care. We're never going to...
Home Sweet Home Alone, half a star. Do not waste your time. Thank you. I've been Edward.
I've been Noah.
Have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah.